You know, Brian, basically I want to thank you for putting this out about a week ago in the news media. Had it not been for your news report, I wouldn't even know about the meeting. And, you know, and I'm a legislator. But, you know, I've always had an interest in agriculture. I've been on the Ag Committee for 8 years. That's one of the principal reasons I ran for this office. And when I seen that this was a joint committee, why, I wanted to come. And I also was glad to see some other state reps here, even though they weren't on the committee. Sure. But at least that shows that they're interested. And like they said, ag's an 88-point-some billion-dollar industry in our state, and we need to continue to promote it. A lot of stuff was presented here today. I write a capital report, you know, each week to my constituents, and it goes into 7 newspapers, and I'm not going to be able to report on all of it today. So maybe the next 2 to 3 weeks will be segments broken up. To be able to inform my constituents about what's going on in the state and promoting our industry.
You know, Representative Love, final question. That really, because I'm going to have a difficult time coming up with one or two topics because there was so much there. But I guess if there's one major thing that came out today, it sounds like there's an effort to get a new slaughter facility in Missouri. That's at least how I took it. Did you gather that?
You know, I do. And when I was here my last week of session, Representative Roan and Representative Shaw brought this up to my attention. And, you know, I was interested in it. With all the COVID-19 concerns about the meat backup, I know there's more. We really need a cow processing plant in Missouri. You know, we're second or third in the industry as far as cow numbers. I don't know that we can justify what I call a processing plant to justify processing what I call fed cattle. You know, most of those are further west of us, but we have a lot of cows in Missouri. And for a long time, I sold feed for 20 years, by the way, and during my tenure, why, we had a cow killing plant in Rockville, Missouri, and it brought in cows from basically southeast Kansas, northeast Oklahoma, northwest Arkansas, and southwest Missouri. And if you draw a 100-mile circle around Joplin, Missouri, you're going to find a lot of cows. And I believe we could justify a cow processing plant of size big enough to compete. The little ones are great, but the little ones aren't going to make a dent in the whole. When you talk about processing 100,000 head a day, you know, you're going to have to get up into some capacity to make a dent and be competitive, because you can't produce and sell all the offal, the hide and all that stuff like the big guys can. And if you can't, you can't compete, you know, in a competitive market.
Absolutely. In a nutshell, you want to see a cow processing plant here in Missouri. You want to see that. And Warren, you've said that for years.
That's right. You know, and I think we're going to have to maybe pattern after the ethanol, the biodiesel infrastructure. But we take investments, and the word came up about commitment. Unless we get commitments from the groceries, you know, people will jump ship on you for a nickel in today's world. But it does take a well-thought-out-of cooperative. And Representative Hayden mentioned an example over in St. Joe. Another good example happened, you know, back in the 1980s when U.S. Premium Beef went out and got producers from all over the country and went together and bought 20% of national beef. And it's a tremendous, it's been a great, a company and a very profitable company. And they're in the meat processing business. Of course, they cater to the higher-end cattle. And, you know, everybody has to have their niche.
Absolutely. I know you're busy. Anything you want to add?
You know, I just appreciate your good work on getting out and covering agriculture, and keep up the good work, Brian.
Always good to see you, Representative.
You bet. Thank you.